Welcome back to Hemispheres, where we're looking at water quality projects in China. We have reports from people in grassroots organizations all over the eastern area of China, where the heaviest populations are supported by major rivers. Greenstone is the name of an environmental group who addresses the issues of industrial pollution in China through development of Greenstone's brand. They raise awareness, do advocacy work, network, and research about the industries that are causing pollution in Jiangsu province. The group is looking at industry control programs and supply chain management on the Yangtze River in Jiangsu province. They'll push the factories and city governments of Taichung and Nanjing to release more information on their environmental impacts and to find solutions to improve their environmental performance. Nanjing is the second largest city in eastern China with a population of 8 million. Wu Yunli explains.
Greenstone was established in 2000, the year 2000, and it is one of the most earliest established NGOs in China. It is a civil regional organization. It has been 15 years since our establishment, so our work has been changing along the path, but our mission has not changed. It is to involve more people in the Jiangsu province and across China to participate in environmental protection. So before 2005 and 2006, we were focusing on the young people training of like organizing volunteer activities to teach them to care about the environment. But when the 2011 came, we were switching to more like industrial pollution prevention and control. Between the year 2011 and 2014, we were mainly focused on industrial pollution prevention. But from last year to this year, we were also trying to include the green community program into our work to make more connections to the local community. So we joined the Jingcao Tongxing program, which is established by GGF and SEE Foundation in May 2014. And in July, we did some internal survey and internal discussion within our organization. And in December, we came up with our core program, our core value, which is the Green Neighbor Green Neighbor Companies Build Up Program. So this is the work that we did in this year, and the big difference here is like 10 years ago we were like just stepped into the environmental protection area and we were not known at that time, but now we had over 10 times meeting with the environmental bureau in Jiangsu province, and the government knows that we are there and they do value our opinion. They can even do some of their work in order to meet up with our concern. So now we are more professional and we have more voices. So in last year, we have over 300 people participated in our program, either as volunteers or interns, and we have pushed 46 industrial cases to push them moving forward towards environmental protection. We also have built a long-term partnership with one industrial and two industrial parks in our green neighborhood build-up program. This is one of the very successful program, public advocacy program that we have carried out in last year. As we can see, this is the information board, which is made under the supervision of the city government. And it listed this is an industrial discharge into the river. So we are making all these warning signs in along the discharge outlets. And we tell people that do not swim here. And we know this is a discharge site so that in future we can monitor it very closely. And there are many dozens of it we have already made in Jiangsu province, and the government is working together with us.
So
of all the success we have, we just saw, the effort includes 453 volunteers and participating in filing the papers and organizing report. And we have actually filed 134 information disclosure requests to the government and have seven repeating requests to the government to ask them to actually do their job.
这边一个就是无证者在去做行政。
So that is a letter by a volunteer for information disclosure to the government, and that is actually a postcard saying that I live here, I'm local, I need to know where are the discharges, so please do your own work. The government, please just do your what you have promised us.
然后我们在志愿者包括我们自己的一个行政复议的推动之下，我们从整个江苏。So
during the process, we have actually obtained 1,567 information cases which are registered already in the government system but are unknown to the public. And there is one city already doing all the warning signs in Jiangsu province, but all the remaining cities did not do their work. So it's our time to push them to do the work.
然后我们也是把部分的这样的一些跑口的数据去放到这样公开的一个地图上。So
we have also built an online platform, a database that the public can view where are the discharge outlets are if they are interested, and they can know the pollution is happening around them. So in that case, they will be more concerned and push the government or the industry to do more work.
那除此之外, 也是整个江苏省有五个。
So with our effort, there are, the government has held five same meeting talking about this by different environmental bureaus, agencies, and one city has actually did the warning board work.
这个是南京市就说新挂上的排污口标志牌，在14年年。
This is the river with industrial discharges flowing to the river consistently at the. Starting of 2014, there was no sign like this. So it's just a river. You can tell it's polluted, but you do not know where the pollution comes from. So with our work, now you can see clearly that who is discharging what into this river.
那下面我会给大家介绍一下我们就是说新确定的我们和。So
this is our pilot program starting at the end of 2014. It's called the Green Community Build-Up Program. And to start the whole program, we will first collect pollution information and do our own investigation. Then we will report this to relative environmental agencies, bureaus, and we will try to get them involved into our work and let's work together.
这是我们在14年的时候针对一个化工园区去做调研的。
This picture shows the investigation effort we did in 2014 near an industrial park. What's different here is that in the past, due to the limitation in human power and the funding, we sometimes only did one-time research into one area, but that's not very, that didn't show the whole picture. So since that time, we changed our strategy and we chose the industrial park as our focus, and we keep a long-term eye on it, and we keep going back there and do a monitoring work.
好，接下来是我们针对，比如说我们调研的成果，我们。
So first we did our investigation, we file a report, then we present the report to environmental bureaus, and we like tell them, giving them advice what your role is here, what you actually should do, because they just do not do much.
这一个是当时江苏省。
So this is a meeting held by the provisional environmental government agency as a response to the report that we filed. There are many different parties invited to attend the meeting, including NGOs, media, communities, and different level of government, and also the industries.
然后最后一步是通过刚才的这样的一个初次接触。
So with the government holding the meeting and actually backing us up a little bit, we can further communicate our needs to the industrial parks, the companies, and we will ask them to do certain things to change the pollution. And if they say no, we have difficulties, we will look into the difficulties and provide a kind of solution to them for their, so that they can do their job.
整个绿林共建计划我们会分为三个阶段，就说有一个企业它从一个
So there are actually a long phase for an industry or a company to change from an environmental polluting company to an environmental friendly company. So the first step is that they should know where their problem is and stop polluting, and then they will maintain their performance, and then a network of the public surveillance or public concern is built so people can monitor if they are keep doing the right thing or tell them to correct their behavior if something happen again.
那今天其实我是必须得要在现场
So actually right now it's midnight in China now, but when the sun rises our team will go into the industry to do a checklist of the industry's polluting problems right now so that we are building the work for them to change later. This is the first time we are actually doing this with industry.
做完这项工作之后我们也会针对
So the plan is we are doing this with one company right now, but from the experience that we will gain from this project, we will expand gradually the scale to cover the whole industry park so that more companies and the environmental protection bureau can have a more complicated plan covering the whole industrial park. So from this year to 2017, it's a very critical 3 years for Greenstone. So from this year, we are starting doing investigation and building the platforms. And we hope that at the end of the three-year plan that we have the trust from the government and they can actually purchase service from us, which means that they will come to us for our environmental advice in case that needed. So we are building the framework of the project in this year.
到2016年的时候我们会说会就是模板研发
So with the framework and the pilot project that we initiated this year, we hope by the end of next year, we can collect some successful cases so that the industry and the government side, when they are viewing the successful cases, they will have more confidence in working together with us to do better.
That was Greenstone, an environmental activist group in several large cities along the Yangtze River in China. We continue with Xu Dingyan, who introduces a group of youth and student environmental activists in Gansu province. The organization will develop a Green Camel Bell Fund to offer smaller grants to youth groups, organize forums, meetings, and lectures on environmental issues, and lead activities such as tree plantings and cleanups. Green Camel Bell also participates in a joint research project with Borneo Resources Institute and Moving Mountains on the environmental and social impacts of China's $11 billion investment in coal mines, gas development, industrial production, and hydropower dam construction in the Sarawak state of Malaysia. Sarawak is home to virgin tropical rainforests, many endangered species, and a traditional land of nomadic indigenous tribes.
This is a picture that tells exactly the dream of Green Camel Bell, that is, in a barren desert, there are people and camels working together and to plant the green seeds into the desert so that we hope Gansu will be a much greener province in the future with our work. So our mission is to commit to protecting environment in Western China. Our vision is that people could enjoy green hills, clean water, blue sky, and are in harmony with nature. And the value is equal, programmatic, participatory, and creative.
在最开始注册成立之前呢，我们做的工作也比较简单。
So before we got ourselves registered in China, our activities were very simple at the time. It were mainly some environmental activities that we organized a group of university students and brought them to the site for them to know better about what's going on actually in the field. And we also had some informal meetings with the government agencies. It's more like an information collection at that phase.
在一个很艰难的过程之后，我们
October in 2007, was kind of a breakthrough for us because we got registered in the Gansu province and we were registered as civil organization in China.
让大家来看一下我们这十年当中在做一些什么事情。首先有
So these are the main areas that we did in the last 10 years, including protecting grassland and water resources, environmental education, volunteer training. And since 2008, we started also doing some developed community culture and conducted some post-disaster reconstruction.
这个是我们在环境宣教里边的，也是和其他的一些
This is a public education program that we had called the Happy Trip along the Yellow River, which is one of the largest rivers in China. So we, on the holidays and during the weekends, we organize a group of interested citizens, including university people, university students, and just the common people. And we brought them to walk for a few distance along the river for them to know what's going on along the river.
另外的话还有一部分就是参加到污染企业监督的一些工作当中。
We stand as a third party public, and we will monitor the behavior of the polluting industry, and also we have meetings, discussions with the government just to keep the communication, a fluent communication between all the parties.
另外呢还有一些就是帮助污染受害者的一些工作，主要是
So for the villages, for the communities that their drinking water have already been polluted, we will provide them with kind of the water cleaning solvents, for them to have and teach them how to use them. So we will make sure that before the industry can stop their pollution activities, the villagers at least they will enjoy some clean water supply.
另外呢就是还有一些律师
We also invite lawyers to participate in our work as volunteers, and they will provide very professional legal advice, and they will teach us how to do our job in a legal way, in a more professional way, and they help us with training, with filing the case to the government and to the industry.
这是我们之前做的一些关于绿色出行。
So this is more about how to reduce your carbon emission by going out to green activity. So we teach people to reduce their carbon impact.
比较有代表性的是之前在兰州。
So one very successful case of our program is that in 2009, we started the free renting bicycle program as a tourism tour for people to travel in the city.And at that time, it was only very small scale. But in 2014, last year, it became very large scale and popular. And we are very proud of the work.
另外还有一些就是关于政策倡导的。
So we are also the first NGO in Lanzhou to do information disclosure request to the government.
另外还有一个我们是在08年开始的在
In 2008, we also initiated the program to do the trial in the desert and arid area for some eco-agriculture and see what people can get from the land there. Because in general, Gansu is a very dry and arid province.
主要是通过种植葵花这种既有经
济。To be more specific, the main project we chose is sunflower. It is economic plant. It also has something to do with...bettering the soil, improving the soil quality. In order to do the sunflower project, we have to trust and work together with the farmers because they are the one who will grow the sunflower eventually. So our job is to connect them to the outside market to keep them informed of the price, and we provided a training to them so that they can grow without worries.
另外一个是08年发生在
So after the earthquake in 2008, we also participated in the post-disaster construction. We had some certain villages that we worked together for them to rebuild some ecological, environmentally friendly, like toilet or buildings.
在前期呢然后我们 也有通过这样的一个就是、
This party is supported by Ford Foundation and it is called the Straw Bale House. So we build these houses with straw and it is, has very good insulation effect and very environmental friendly. We had these houses built in the after earthquake aftershock area as part of our post-disaster construction.
在社区里有建设这个草砖的学校。
There were schools and classrooms set up in the village to teach people how to build, like saving water, environmental friendly toilet, and also the straw bale house. So we are hoping, because the most part of the village has been ruined in the earthquake, we are hoping that with our effort and the training they receive, they can start building a more ecological friendly building in that village, in that area.
在房屋建成之后呢，他们最大的问题也是帮助。
So after the houses were rebuilt, their biggest challenge was how to economically recover from the earthquake. So our solution is for them to grow organic teas, and we are helping them building the channel to sell the organic trees, teas.
另外就还有一些就是解决社区里边的一些垃圾问题。
The garbage disposal has always been a problem in China, and our another focus is to help them recycle the garbage and to solve the garbage polluted communities.
Okay. 还有一个是我们在
Another focus of our job is to do grassland preservation in Machu, which is the area in Gansu. It's a huge grassland.It is also one of the largest pasture area in Asia.
但是马曲现在面临很严重的草原退化，还有
The challenges faced by Machu grassland is desertification and degradation of the grassland.
在这里，我们绿驼林有长达五年的社区工作。
So up to now, we have 5 years of experience working in Machu grassland. Our main job was to unite the herdsmen together and ask them to do their herding together so that there would be no fence separating the grassland from each other, which can be good for the whole ecosystem. It's more like a rotation herding. And also we use the local culture, the Tibetan culture, to provide environmental protection, because the culture in the local people's heart is it's like a holy culture, so people value that. So we are trying to connect the culture with the environmental work.
那我们现在的工作的话，主要是围绕两个问题。
So our work are focused on two main area, which is about the first one is about the protection of the drinking water in Gansu, and the second one is the protection of the grassland in Gansu.
在水源地保护这一块呢，也是从前年开始的一项工作。
So we started the water protection project in 2003, and we did our investigation and we informed the communities near the water source, and then we tell the government what they should do. So it's about a typical way that we are doing our job.
另外在这个马曲草原保护这一块呢，我们
So our next step of plan on the grassland conservation is that we will introduce the alternative economy generation methods into Machu, which is ecotourism. And we actually did one trial already, which is very successful, so that we hope that the herdsmen can reduce their number of the cows and the sheep on the grassland, thus reducing the ecological pressure there by, you know, doing ecotourism.
另外呢，绿驼林也是就是发挥地区。
And since we have been working for quite a long time in Gansu, we have a lot of experience and advantages in the regional problem. We are also supporting many very young grassroots organization in Gansu.
That was Xu Dingyan in Gansu province reporting on several youth groups to improve water quality there.